philosophies in my experience and my experiment.
Hello there. So, first an update as to what's happening with Mikko for those who give a shit. Today we had some good news. I'm stopping every second to look at my dog because he's taking forever and I don't want him to take a shit and then not know. okay, so back to the story at hand. So Mikko, today we had some good news. He has been calling the hospital every day, or the cardiothoracic unit every day, leaving a message to get them to call him back so that he can see if he can get an earlier appointment. So after the angiogram and the CT scan, we were supposed to meet with the surgeons, and they cancelled the appointment due to the lockdown in Queensland. And I'm not sure why they didn't offer a telehealth call instead. We didn't have to be there in person, although we were there, or he was. I was walking aimlessly around the Gold Coast exercising while he was at the hospital for 6 to 7 hours. And so they cancelled it and they rescheduled it for mid-September. And it just, like, it felt like such a blow. It felt like a blow. Firstly, they cancelled the angiogram and CT and the surgeon. And then they rang. So that was like a huge, like, that was just a huge blow. And then they rang back and said it was a glitch for the angiogram and CT scan. But yes, that the surgeon had cancelled the appointment with them. So we've been trying to get some kind of earlier date or something, or just know, so we know what are we looking at here, because it's like been 2 months now of us just living in complete limbo, and on top of this lockdown and all the other things that are going on, it's just you know, too much. It's too much to be dealing with someone who could, you know, your partner of nearly 20 years who could drop dead at any minute, and this is a very, very serious thing. And then in one breath from the cardiologist, you know, this is life and death, it'll happen really urgently, it's very serious. And then all of a sudden, just like, you know, existing in like this no man's land, it's been incredibly difficult. So Mikko was ringing every day, leaving a message and wasn't hearing back. And he, over 10 days, he left about 7 messages and no one responded. And so yesterday afternoon he rang and just left a message basically saying, you know, I've left 7 unreturned messages. I'm not sure if I'm ringing the wrong number or if, you know, if I'm doing something wrong here, but I really would appreciate a callback. And so they called this morning, and Mikko is an essential worker. He works in disability support. And so he was out in an area that had no phone service, and they rang, or very little phone service, and the woman couldn't hear him very well. He was breaking in and out and it basically cut out. And so he rang me and he was like, oh, I couldn't get through to, well, they rang and, you know, couldn't talk to her very much. Could you ring them? And I was like, okay, I'll ring and just see what happens. See if they can call you back in a couple of hours once you've gotten into some phone service. So I ring, I leave a message and go and have a shower. And then, like, straight after I get out of the shower, the phone's ringing and it's them. And so basically I spoke to the woman and she heard the whole story. You know, I said how stressful it's been, because from the cardiologist we had a vision of it kind of happening very quickly. It hasn't. It's very stressful. We've got a young kid, you know, my husband's under 50. Like, it's really a very stressful time for us, and having this appointment bumped for 5 weeks just seems like a massive blow. when we've already had this appointment cancelled twice now. You know, is there, can we do a telehealth call? Because the border's shut, you know, like what can we do? And so, is there anything we can do? And so she was really lovely and said, yeah, let me look into this. So she has organized Miko to have a call with the surgeons on Friday. Yay! So I can't tell you the relief, the sense of relief that I feel about that, just that it's moving forward. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that we will have a date for surgery or really much more than what we have now, but it does mean the surgeon will have sat down with his scans, really looked at where things are at for him and know him, you know? So that is a big positive. And who knows, maybe we do find out the date for surgery then and there, not sure, but like just knowing that it's progressing is just such a fucking relief. So that happened this morning, and then I was invited a while ago, probably a couple of months ago actually, just as I was finding out about this situation. I thought we would be in the position now where Miko would be, you know, starting to do some rehab and looking at going back to work. You know, we're 2 months in, but instead he's still waiting. Anyway, when I first found out, I got an invitation from my old mate Lisa Corduff to present to her Live the Change group on human design, and I said yes, of course, I'd love to. And I did it today. It's the first session that I've run, or public speaking I've done really in so long, and I created a little slideshow. I was feeling rather inspired, you know, about 10 days ago, and I created this presentation and I put it all together, and it was really fun and exciting and I loved it. And then I presented it today, and it was just such a great group. I don't know, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And so, you know, I've just been, I'm not doing anything with it, because I'm not really doing anything with anything at the moment. But it is making me see that my spin on human design matters, you know? And the way it's received from the people who recognize me has an impact. And that's been really great. I'm really excited to see where that leads, what comes of that. I've had a couple of people book sessions with me, so it's been really good. And so it's been like actually a quite good day. I also today downloaded the Instagram app to my phone and recorded a few stories, just kind of updating people as to where I'm at. And then I deleted the app again. And, you know, and it's all good. I have been thinking a lot about, you know, the last 3 weeks not being on socials has just made me feel so much more solid in myself and resourced. And I don't feel necessarily like I'm walking around with my skin on the outside anymore. I feel more contained, and that's also a relief. I feel like part of it is actually related. I've been thinking about my design, and I've been thinking about the different centers and how they've played out in my experience of social media in the weeks leading up to me leaving. Well, not leaving, but just removing my energy and attention. As a projector, my intention is really important. It's my thing, right? My attention and my focus is what I'm here for, to bring to you if you recognize me. And my attention has been so spread all over the place on all these people that don't recognize me. And also, I feel like it's been in part my open solar plexus. You know, my undefined solar plexus is not completely open, but my undefined solar plexus, I am here, you know, as someone who is impacted deeply by other people's emotions and by other people's waves, emotional waves. I'm highly empathetic. So anytime I was opening up my socials, I was being affected by all of that energy, by all of that emotional energy, and I was amplifying it. And so I was never just in my own energy. I've always been affected by everything, you know, like by the people that I surround myself with, by the random strangers that I have on Facebook, you know, people who don't know me and will never recognize me. And they've been getting my attention and focus, which is not valuing myself. On top of that, having a completely open head and an undefined ajna, I'm also impacted by others' thoughts. And, you know, so their thoughts and their thinking, I can never be certain. I'm never really sure on what to focus my attention on. Like, and when I go into a place where there's a lot of people with very black and white thinking, it really affects me. And it makes me doubt myself. And I'm really impacted by that, by what other people think. And I'm also really strong in who I am and what I stand for. Don't get me wrong, I'm not like that. I am. It's my defined G. I know who I am. I know where I'm going. But I'm always thinking about what other people would be thinking about this, or what, you know, and not that I kind of do modify some things because of that and in the way that I show up, but more, it's just that I'm aware of it, and I'm constantly bombarded by everyone else's thoughts and ideas, and you know, and it's very unhealthy when you couple that with this, you know, like being affected by everyone's feelings shit. So I do feel so much more resourced not being on there, and I feel like I'm unsure whether I'll ever go back to the way things were before. I just don't think I can now, knowing how solid I feel in myself without all of those external influences. It just feels much, much better. Hey, so I think if I do ever come back, and I'm sure I'll come back and share some stuff. I thought about coming back today, but I'm not ready yet to come back. I wanted to share a little update and now be gone again. You know, I just feel like if I can have that kind of relationship with social media, then it could work, providing I've got really solid boundaries around what it looks like, and I'm showing up in, you know, a place where in my life I feel a little more resourced, if that makes sense. So that's my update for this week. It's been an interesting one. It hasn't been as full of highs and lows as the rest of, you know, as previous weeks. It's felt a lot more evened keeled. There's been disappointment and, you know, uncertainty and all those things, but I've just felt more even as I've moved through it, more resourced to deal with it. So that's the update. And until next week, peace out. Carlos Ortiz, I'm Carly Nimmo.